Morning Edition frequently has historians comment on the centennials of important events or historical figures. Seldom does a historian get to celebrate his own centennial. Thomas D. Clark is Kentucky's historian laureate for life. What a long and productive life it's been. Clark has been called Kentucky's greatest treasure. He is the author of 32 books on the history of the frontier, the South, the Commonwealth of Kentucky. He is the founder of what became the University Press of Kentucky, which today, on his 100th birthday, publishes Thomas D. Clark of Kentucky, An Uncommon Life in the Commonwealth.
I've been around beginning my birth month right today, a century. Teddy Roosevelt was president, and I take great pride in the fact that Teddy Bear, the most popular toy in the world, and I came into the world about the same time. By the way, the Wright brothers did their trick, too, 100 years ago.
You have emphasized throughout your life that local history is very important, that people ought to write about the place where they are.
Indeed. Great body of historians think to build reputations, call attention to history, have to do it at the national level. Well, the grassroots is where it all begins. And understanding the body politic that lives at the grassroots level is enormously important in understanding why states, nations, public officials, all of us act as we do to issues.
I've been trying to discern a pattern in what you've chosen to investigate over the years, and the best pattern I can conclude here is that you chose subjects that other people weren't writing that much about. You didn't like a crowded field.
I didn't. I tried to pick up some missing links, especially in writing about the general merchant in the South. The historian's written a lot about the abuse of those people. I wanted to determine as near as I could the truth of the matter, and I spent considerable time researching that field.
You had a great title for your book on the country store, Pills, Petticoats, and Plows.
It did, indeed. And that was a more or less impulsive moment that I gave it that title. The editor said, "You can't publish a book without a title," and I blurted out that, and he accepted it.
Well, it shows the scope of what a country store covered and what it had to do in the lives of the people it served.
Quite true. The pattern of the lives of the people as much as an economic merchandising system.
You sometimes chose to write a book because a book hadn't been written on that.
That's right. My river book in the Rivers of America series has been well received over the years. It's still sold, and I was able to do a great deal of social history just walking along the Kentucky River, interviewing people who, all the old log raftsmen and people who lived along the river and lived life as best they could.
Yeah, and that's such a Kentucky book because that river just winds through the gizzard of the state.
I never stand on a bridge down at Frankfort and look up that stream without trying to imagine all of the complex social and economic system that water flows off of.
You see from time to time surveys telling us how ignorant young people are of history.
That's right.
And I guess older people too.
They still are. I go back to the outset of World War II when the New York Times made that survey and declared us almost historically literate. I served on committees trying to promote the teaching of history, the understanding of history. You can't be civilized without some fundamental understanding of where you come from, and you might be able to chart some of the future by understanding the past.
What are you working on now?
Not much of anything. I've just finished trying to get disentangled from that book, The People's House.
About the governor's mansions.
That's right.
Yeah.
I spent 6 years doing research and writing of that book, and that has required a great deal of post-publication attention.
Dr. Clark, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thomas D. Clark, Kentucky's historian laureate, is 100 years old today.